In the name of Lord Jesus, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名正道。
Once again, I give thanks to God for assembling our brothers and sisters here on this blessed day to worship Him.
感谢主的恩典，让弟兄姐妹都能够聚集在这里来领受神的教训。
Being able to put aside our work on this blessed day is indeed the grace of our Lord for us.
能够在这个安息圣日撇下我们的工作，真的是神的一个祝福。
I pray that all of us can enter into the rest of God.
我也希望大家都能够真正进入神的安息。
For this sermon, I'm going to share with you the topic on depart from evil.
下午要来跟大家一同互相勉励的题目是远离恶事。
In fact, this is a theme in the book of Psalms and also the book of Proverbs.
事实上，这个远离恶事在诗篇跟箴言都是一个很重要的主题。
We know that for one to depart from evil, he must learn first to fear God.
我们知道一个人要能够远离恶事，首先要做的是要能够敬畏神。
The Bible tells us that a foolish person does not follow the words of God.
我们知道圣经告诉我们说，一个愚昧的人不会遵照圣经的，不会遵照神的话。
So that whatever he does actually amounts to a form of evil.
所以不论他做什么事都会落在恶事之内。
When we talk about evil,
当我们提到恶事,
I think there are at least two points that we can bear in mind.
至少有两点我们可以记在心里的。
First, evil refers to a wicked deed.
第一个恶是提到了是邪恶的事情。
Second, evil can refer to the wicked one, Satan himself.
第二个邪恶的事呢，可以指着撒旦他本身。
So when we read the English version,
当我们读到英文版本的时候
，evil can refers to wicked deeds or refers to the wicked one himself.
当我们提到邪恶的时候，是可以提到恶事或者是邪恶他本身就是撒旦。
We said depart from evil. I believe what come to our mind is that we must not break the commandments of God.
提到远离恶事，第一个进入我心里面的想法就是呢，我们不能够犯了神的诫命。
I think this is our normal understanding of departing from evil.
我想这是一个正常的观念，就是如何去远离恶事。
But actually, departing from evil is also a state of mind.
但事实上呢，远离恶事是要一个坚固的一个心，
是一种的。
Okay, 是一种意念，心里的意念。
You know, we can be, for example, a person can be very good. Yeah?
我们知道说一个人可以说是他可以算是非常的好。
But because of the situation that he is in,
但是因为他进入了这个环境，
他处在一个环境，
因为他处于这样的环境里面。
So he, for example, he can be provoked into said doing evil.
所以他就因为这样子来做了恶事。
So today we are going to look at some example from the scriptures.
所以我们今天要从圣经里面查考一些例子。
We first turn to Proverbs.
我们看一下箴言。
Turn to Proverbs chapter 3.
我们看箴言第三章。
Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言第三章。
We read verse 7.
我们看第七节。
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7.
箴言第三章第七节。
Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil.
第七节，不要自以为有智慧，要敬畏神，远离恶事。
Here is a piece of advice given by a father to his son.
在这里，父亲给了儿子一个智慧的指示。
Perhaps is a piece of advice given by a teacher to his student.
或许也可以说是一个老师给学生的一个智慧的指示。
And that he must fear the Lord and depart from evil.
是说呢，要敬畏神，远离恶事。
Now we need to ask ourselves this question here.
我们在这里要问我们自己一个问题。
What does the evil here refer to?
在这里的恶事是指着什么呢？
If you read from verse 5 onwards,
如果我们从第五节开始读起，
all the way to verse 7,
从第五节一直读到第七节，
the evil here is not referring to the breaking of the commandments.
在这里的恶事并不是指着触犯了神的诫命
or to sin against another person
或者说得罪了其他的人
here it refers to a state of mind
这也是指着我们的意念
we read verse 5
我们看第五节
trust in the Lord with all your heart and lead not on your own understanding
你要专心仰赖神不可依靠自己的聪明
verse 6
第六节
In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths
在你一切所行的事上都要认定他他必指引你的路
Meaning if anyone fails to count on the Lord to trust in the Lord he is like having committed evil in the eyes of God
就是说一个人没有不懂得去依靠神他在神的眼中就是违背了得罪了神的
He has committed an evil
他就是就犯了恶事了。
We know that we are God's children.
我们知道我们是神的儿女。
And our Lord Jesus is our master.
我们的主耶稣基督是我们的神。
主人啊。
主。
He should be the one who give us directions in life.
他是在我们生命当中给我们指示的。
Since he is the master,
他是我们的主。
Therefore, we must consult him in everything that we do.
所以在我们一切所行的事上都要认定他。
So if we only lean on our own way,
如果我们只是靠着自己，
then in the eyes of God, this is an evil.
在神的眼中看来这是恶的事。
Now I'm going to show you an example.
那我们现在来举一个例子。
Return to James.
我们来看雅各书。
Please turn to James chapter 4.
雅各书第四章。
James chapter 4, we read from verse 13 to verse 16.
雅各书第三章，我们从13节到看到第16节。第四章13节到第16节。
James chapter 4, verse 13 to verse 16.16.
雅各书第四章十三节到十六节。
Come now, you who say today or tomorrow, we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell, and make a profit.
十三节，哎呀，你们有话说，今天、明天我们要往某城里去，在那里住一年，做买卖得利。
Verse 14.
十四节。
Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away.
十四节，其实明天如何，你们还不知道。你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。
Verse 15.
十五节。
Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that.
十五节，你们只当说主若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以做这事或做那事。
Verse 16,
十六节。
But now you boast in your arrogance; all such boasting is evil.
十六节，现今你们竟以张狂夸口，凡这样夸口都是恶的。
Here James give us a very simple real life example.
在这里，雅各给我们一个很简单的一个例子。
Here it talks about a person who plans for his future.
在这里提到说，一个人他在为他的将来做准备。
He has decided, for example, to go to such and such a city to do business.
他计划说他要到某一个城里面去做买卖。
Obviously, this is required of him because he has to earn a living for himself.
事实上，这对他来说是必要的，他必须要去做买卖来得利，维持生活。
Just like every one of us here, we have to work hard for our own livelihood.
就像我们在座每个人都一样，都要努力的工作去维持我们的生活。
We have to work so that to sustain ourselves as well as our family.
我们要努力的工作，这样子可以维持我们自己跟家庭的生活。
But here it seems that what James tells us is that this person has committed a very serious wrong.
但在这里雅各说呢，这个人很明显的他做了一个邪恶的事情。
You know that the plan for our future is right in itself.
我们知道为我们自己的将来做准备，对我们来说是一个对的事情。
Why is it that it is like an evil in the eyes of God?
为什么看起来像是一个在神的眼中看起来像是一件恶事呢？
So from verse 13 to 16,
我们从13节看到第16节。
It is quite clear that God has never been included as part of the equation.
在这里我们可以很清楚地看到神在他的计划当中并不包括在里面。
That's why, according to James, this is like a kind of boasting.
所以对雅各来说呢，这好像就是一件夸口的事情。
Because God is not included.
因为神并不包括在他的计划里面。
That's why such boasting is evil.
所以这样的张狂夸口呢，是一件恶事。
So we need to ask ourselves these questions.
所以我们应该要自己问自己这样的一个问题。
When we go about doing living our life,
我们在我们的生活上过日子的时候，
Do we include God or do we consult God over the things that we are going to do?
我们在我们的生活的每一件事上，是不是都来遵从神的旨意？
We can plan to have many businesses.
我们可以为自己做很多不同的计划。
I believe this is absolutely right.
我想说呢，这个是非常正确的事情。
Since we are the children of God and God being our master,
是因为我们是神的儿女，神是我们的主。
And we must not forget to consult God first.
我们绝对不要忘记去求问神。
We must not just lean on our own smartness or cleverness.
千万不要光光只依靠自己的聪明才智。
This is a form of evil in the eyes of God.
如果这样做的话，在神眼中看来就是恶事了。
We turn to the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke.
我们看路加福音。
The Gospel of Luke, we read chapter 12.
我们看路加福音第十二章。
From verse 13 to verse 21.
我们看13节到21节。
Again, this is a very familiar parable, I guess, to all of you.
我想这个比喻我们大家都非常的熟悉。
It talks about how this rich man planned for himself.
这里提到说一个无知的财主来为他自己的做准备。
But before we talk about the parable proper, I want you to read verse 15 first.
在我们提到这个比喻之前，我们请大家来念第十五节。
Chapter 12, verse 15.
十二章的第十五节。
And he said to them, Take heed and beware of covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses.
十五节，于是对众人说，你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
It seems that the main focus of this parable is on covetousness.
看起来这个主要这个比喻是在提到说他的
贪心，
他的贪心。
Meaning that we must not fall into the trap of being covetous.
我们就是要免去一切的贪心。
Now when you look at verse 16 to verse 21.
我们从十六节一直看到二十一节。
It seems that there is no signs of covetousness here.
我们可以看到说呢，没有任何贪心的迹象在里面。
Because whatever is done is proper.
不管他做什么事情都是一个正确的。
Because he did not have enough barn houses to store his own harvest.
因为他没有足够大的粮仓去放他的食物。
It is only right for him to tear down the existing ones to build bigger ones to store more harvest.
对他来说，把他的仓房拆了，更盖另外一个更大的，这是一个很正确的事情。
If you read verse 19,
如果你读十九节，
And I will say to my soul, So you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.
十九节，然后要对我的灵魂说，灵魂啊，你有许多的财物积存，可以做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。
He was planning for himself.
他是完全的来为他自己做准备。
To all of us, he was doing the right thing.
我想在我们每个人眼中来看，他是做了一件正确的事情。
But why did Jesus say this is a form of covetousness?
那为什么耶稣说呢，这是一个贪心的事情呢？
We know that in the Bible we are told.
因为我们知道在圣经里面这样告诉我们。
Especially in the book of Colossians and Ephesians.
特别是在哥罗西书跟以弗所书那边讲的。
Covetousness is a form of idolatry. It's equal to worshipping idols.
贪心就像我们拜偶像的罪是一样的。
So we find that here God is not included.
但是我们可以看得到，在他的计划里面，神并不包括在里面。
So his focus is on his own wealth and his own business.
他所注重的只是他自己的事业跟他的财产而已。
So when a person moves away from God, fail to focus on God.
所以当一个人远离神，没有把他的注意力集中在神的身上的时候
that is a form of idolatry.
那就是一个跟拜偶像同样的错误。
Actually, that is the work of covetousness.
事实上这个是他一个贪心的一个事情。
Because God is not considered here.
因为在这里神并没有列入他的考虑当中。
That's why in whatever things that we do,
所以不管我们在做什么样的事情
we must make sure that we consult God first.
我们一定要自己要先去求问神。
Lower ourselves by saying to God,
把我们自己的降低然后来求问神。
God, if you are willing,
如果神你愿意的话
let this be done.
让这个事情成就吧。
This is being God fearing.
这个是我们敬畏神的一个方法。
So sometimes we find that even our mind commit evil.
所以有的时候我们觉得说在我们的心里面也可能会做了一些邪恶的事情。
By not acknowledging God.
我们如果没有把神列入考虑的话，那就是做了一件恶事了。
Now we look at another point.
我们来看另外一点。
We turn to Proverbs.
我们来看箴言。
Proverbs, we read chapter 8.
我们来看箴言第八章。
Proverbs chapter 8.
箴言第八章
we read verse 13.
我们看箴言第八章第十三节
Proverbs chapter 8 verse 13.
箴言第八章第十三节
The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance and the evil ways and the perverse mouth I hate.
十三节，敬畏神在乎恨恶邪恶，那骄傲、狂妄定恶道，以及乖谬的口，都为我所恨恶了。
Once again, we are told that we must fear the Lord.
在这里，圣经告诉我们要敬畏神。
Not only we must depart from evil, here we are told that we must hate evil.
我们不仅仅是要远离恶事，而且要恨恶邪恶。
Now the question again is, what evil is this?
我们的问题是说这里提到的邪恶是什么呢
If you look at the second part of verse 13 very carefully,
我们如果看到十三节仔细看十三节的下半段
Here it mentioned pride,
这里提到了骄傲
Arrogance,
狂傲
Evil way,
还有恶道
And the perverse mouth,
还有乖谬的口
We find that these four things are classified as one group.
我们知道这个四个事情是能够把它归成一类的。
We know that pride is something in the heart.
我们知道骄傲是从我们心里面出来的。
And then it can lead to evil ways.
这个骄傲会引领我们到邪恶的事上去。
That's why the Lord says,
所以主耶稣说,
We must hate evil, meaning we must hate pride, arrogance, evil ways, and the perverse mouth.
所以主耶稣说我们要恨恶邪恶就是要恨恶那骄傲狂妄恶道以及乖谬的口。
As we said before, pride leads to evil way.
我们之前提到说呢骄傲会引领我们到这个邪恶的事上去。
We find that is the pride in a person's heart is not curbed or is not removed.
如果说一个人心里面的骄傲没有除去的话
very likely he will do a lot of wicked things against God.
他有 很有可能会做了许多邪恶的事情来得罪神。
Okay, let's look at one example from the scriptures.
我们从圣经里面再找出另外一个例子来看。
We turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 10.
我们来看诗篇第十篇。
Please turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 10.
诗篇第十篇。
We read verse 2.
我们看第二节。
Psalms chapter 10 verse 2.
诗篇第十篇第二节。
The wicked in his pride persecute the poor.
恶人在骄横中把困苦人追得火急。
Here it says the wicked in his pride persecute the poor.
这里说恶人在骄横中把困苦人追得火急。
We know that this persecution is a form of evil way.
我们知道这个人在逼迫的时候是一个做一件邪恶的事情。
Now where does this come from?
但是这个是从哪里来的呢？
It comes from pride.
是从骄傲所产生的。
So pride leads to evil ways.
所以骄傲会引领人到恶事上去。
Even when we talk about rendering our services to God,
有的时候我们提到说我们
服侍神。
我们在服侍神的事上。
We find that if we allow this pride to take control,
如果我们让邪恶来把我们的心占领了。
Then we will witness for ourselves a lot of conflict and misunderstanding in the community of faith.
那这样子我们在我们这个信心的上面就会产生许多一个对立和争执。在信仰的团体里面会产生许多对立和争执。
This is the work of pride.
这个就是邪恶骄傲所产生的一个恶事。
That's why we must hate pride, remove pride.
所以我们要恨恶骄傲，要把这个骄傲给除去。
The whole chapter here is talking about the deeds and the works ofthe wicked who were proud.
在这一篇里面就提到说这个骄傲的事情还有一些邪恶的事。
We can look at verse 8 and to verse 10.
我们可以看第八节一直到第十节。
We can see what this proud people do.
我们可以看到说骄傲能够促使人做出了什么样的事情。
Read verse 8.
我们从第八节开始看。
He sit in the lurking places of the villages, in the secret places. He murdered the innocent. His eyes are secretly fixed on the helpless.
第八节，他在村庄埋伏等候，他在隐秘处杀害无辜的人，他的眼睛窥探无依无靠的人。
Verse 9.
第九节。
He lies in wait secretly as a lion in his den.He lies in wait to catch the poor. He catches the poor when he draws him into his net.
他埋伏在暗地，如狮子蹲在洞中。他埋伏要掳去困苦人，他拉网就把困苦人掳去了。
Verse 10.
第十节。
So he crouches, he lies low, that the helpless may fall by his strength.
他屈身蹲伏，无依无靠的人就倒在他的爪牙之下。
We find that this evil deeds have been the practice of the nation of Israel in the Old Testament time.
我们也看到这样子邪恶的事情在以色列国的国家当中发生过许多次。
Especially when you read the book of Isaiah and the book of Micah.
特别是你有读到以赛亚书或是弥迦书。
We can see how God's people actually oppose his own fellow people.
我们可以看到神的选民事实上在逼迫他们自己的同胞。
According to Psalms chapter 10, this is the work of pride.
在从诗篇第十篇可以看到这些都是骄傲所产生出来的恶事。
So we can see how dangerous it is for us to keep a pride in the heart.
所以我们可以看得到说在心中有骄傲的话是一件多么可怕的事情。
If we want to turn our family into a blissful one, a happy one,
如果你想要让你的家庭是一个快乐和乐的。
Or if you want to witness harmony in the church,
如果你想要看到教会里面大家能够和睦相处。
Then we need to hate this evil.
那么我们就要恨恶这样的邪恶。
We need to depart from it.
我们就要远离这样的恶事。
Then we find that the entire church shall be filled with people of great humility and meekness.
这样子我们就可以在教会里面看到谦卑和睦的事情。
This is how we can pursue a peace and humility in the church.
这是我们能够维持谦卑和睦在教会里面。
Let's look at another example.
我们来看另外一个例子。
We turn to the book of Psalms chapter 34.
我们来看诗篇三十四篇。
Psalms chapter 34.
诗篇三十四篇。
We read verse 14.
我们看十四节。
Psalms chapter 34, verse 14.
诗篇三十四篇十四节。
Depart from evil and do good, seek peace and pursue it.
要离恶行善，寻求和睦，一心追赶。
We know that this psalm was written by David when he was on the run from Saul.
我们知道大卫在写这篇诗篇的时候，他是在躲避扫罗的追赶。
The background of this psalm can be found in 1 Samuel chapter 21.
这个诗篇的一个背景是在撒母耳记上的31章。
Chapter 21.
撒母耳记上的21章。
We know that at that time David was on the run.
我们知道在那个时候大卫是被追赶的。
We are told that many people actually followed David.
在那个时候有许多人在追随大卫。
Initially there were about 400.
在那个时候大约有400人在追随大卫。
We know that those who followed David were people in trouble.
在那个时候追寻跟随大卫的人都是心里愁苦的人。
And then eventually the number increased to 600.
后来人数增加到了600人左右。
Now we find that this psalm tells us about how David actually supervised these people.
这一篇诗篇呢，事实上在告诉我们大卫怎么样去管理这些人。
I want you to read verse 11.
我想要读一读十一节。
Psalms chapter 34. We come back to Psalms chapter 34.
我们看回来诗篇三十四篇。
We read verse 11.
我们看十一节。
Verse 11. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord.
众弟子啊，你们当来听我的话，我要将敬畏神的道教导你们。
Who is the man who desires life and love many days?That he may see good, keep your tongue from evil, and your lips from speaking deceit.
十二节有何人喜好存活、爱慕长寿、得享美福，就要禁止舌头不出恶言，嘴唇不说诡诈的话。
And then he said, "Depart from evil and do good."
就是要离恶行善。
Can we imagine at that time, David was pursued after by Saul?
我们可以想象一下在。当时大卫是在躲避扫罗的追杀。
It was a very difficult situation to be in.
在那个时候，他处在一个非常困难的情况之下。
So you know to remain silent, to remain truthful before God is not easy at all.
所以在那个时候，在保持静默、保持真实是一个不是一件容易的事情。
So here David said to them.
所以在那个时候，大卫告诉他们
，Depart from evil，
说你要离开离弃恶事。
What evil is this？
在这里提到的恶事是什么呢
？That is not to speak evil，
这是说不要说恶言。
That is in verse 13，
是在十三节里面所记载的。
So to depart from evil here means not to speak evil against others。
所以在这里远离恶事就是要禁止我们的舌头不向别人出恶言。
Sometimes we find that we are very careless with our words.
有的时候我们对我们的说话毫不在意。
We know that our words can either build up a person or can destroy a soul altogether.
我们知道我们有时候我们的说话可以造就一个人也可以毁掉一个人。
We can also see that a careless words can break down a marriage.
我们也知道说一些不在意的话能够破坏婚姻。
So we must be very careful with our tongues.
所以我们在说话的时候要非常的注意。
Must not allow our tongue to become an instrument of evil.
不要让我们舌头成为邪恶的工具。
Now I want you to read Psalms chapter 17 first.
我想来看一下诗篇十七篇。
Again, this psalm was written by David.
同样的这一篇是大卫所写的。
We focus on verse 3.
我们来看第三节。
The last part of verse 3.
第三节的下半段。
I have purposed that my mouth shall not transgress.
说呢，我立志叫我口中没有过失。
David was very determined not to sin against God with his mouth.
大卫他立志要在口中他的说语言上不得罪神。
Because a perverse mouth is an evil.
因为一个没有遮拦的嘴是一个邪恶的事情。
Now we turn to chapter 39 and see how he controlled himself.
我们来看看39篇，我们来看看大卫他如何的来控制他自己。
We turn to Psalms chapter 39.
我们看诗篇39篇。
If you read from verse 1 and verse 3,
我如果从第一节一直看到第三节。
This section talks about how he would guard his way and his tongue so that he would not sin against God, while he was before the wicked.
就是说在恶人面前的时候他要免得他的舌头犯罪，要谨慎他的言行。
That's why in verse 2 he says, I was mute with silence, I held my peace even from good.
他说我默然无声，连好话也不出口。
So he did his very best not to utter words, which are evil in God's eyes.
所以他要求了自己不让自己在神做神眼中得罪神的事情。
But because he was in front of the wicked, that's why the sorrow within was stirred up.
所以因为他是在邪恶的面前，所以他心里面的愁苦就被搅动了。
You know, it's like, you know, a fire is being set ablaze within him.
因为在就像火在心中烧起一样。
But thankfully, he did not speak against men, but rather he first spoke to God, as we can see in verse 4.
所以我们也看得到他在跟人说话之前，他先求问神了。
He did not speak to men.
他没有向人说话。
Rather he first spoke to God.
所以他宁愿先向神求教。
Here we can see how he controlled himself, his tongue.
我们在这里可以看到大卫他如何控制他自己的舌头。
The Bible tells us,
在圣经里面告诉我们
that God, when God comes again,
当神再来的时代临的时候
He will judge us on the word that we have spoken.
他会按照我们个人所说的来审判我们。
So on account of our words, whether we are justified or condemned.
所以用我们的口中的说的话 来审判我们。
And to see whether we are condemned or we are justified.
就来用我们口中的话来决定我们是有罪还是无罪的。
So David give us a very good example here.
所以大卫在这里给我们一个很好的示范。
Now we move to chapter 40 of Psalm.
我们来继续看诗篇第四十篇。
Psalm chapter 40.
诗篇四十篇。
We read again. This Psalm is written by David.
同样的，这一篇是大卫所写的。
Now I want you to read verse 9.
我们来看第九节。
I have proclaimed the good news of righteousness in the great assembly. Indeed, I do not restrain my lips. O Lord, you yourself know.
我在大会中宣传公义的佳音，我必不止住我的嘴唇。神啊，这是你所知道的。
However, in preaching the message of the Lord, David had never restrained his mouth.
所以在宣传公义的神的佳音的时候，大卫不止住他的嘴唇。
But speaking against others, he did whatever he could, to stop himself from speaking ill of others.
所以当他对众人说话的时候，他尽他自己所能的来禁止他的嘴唇，不说恶事。
This is David.
这就是大卫。
He was very determined and resolute.
他立志 不让这样的事情发生。
Because to speak ill of others is an evil.
对众人说恶言是一件邪恶的事情。
Especially when we speak with a malicious intent.
特别是我们在心里面存着恶念的时候所说的。
And that is an evil in the eyes of God.
这个就是在神的眼中就是显为恶的事了。
Okay, let's look at one final example.
我们来看最后一个例子。
We turn to...chapter 37.
我们来看同样
Psalms chapter 37.
诗篇三十七篇。
Psalms chapter 37.
诗篇三十七篇。
We first read verse 27.
我们请看二十七节。
Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore.
你当离恶行善，就可永远安居。
Here is another account asking us to depart from evil.
这是同样一个是另外一个要求我们离恶行善的句子。
The reason given is in verse 28.
这个叫我们离恶行善的一个原因呢就是在28节。
For the Lord loves justice and does not forsake his saints. They are preserved forever, but the descendant of the wicked shall be cut off.
28节，因为神喜爱公平，不撇弃他的圣名。他们永蒙保佑，但恶人的后裔必被剪除。
In this chapter, David talks about a certain situation.
在这一篇里面呢，大卫提到了一个不同的情况。
We first read chapter 37, verse 1.
我们先看一下37篇的第一节。
Do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity.
第一节，不要为作恶的心怀不平，也不要向那行不义的生出嫉妒。
You know, sometimes when evil things are done,
我们知道有的时候恶事发生在我们的面前。
This thing can grieve our heart.
这个会让我们心怀不平。
And can actually upset the balance of peace within our hearts.
有的时候会让我们心里的平安觉得不平。
Sometimes even cause us to sin as a result.
有的时候呢，甚至会导致我们犯罪得罪神。
Here David said,
在这里大卫这么说
，Do not fret because of evildoers.
不要为作恶的心怀不平。
You know that there is a person in the Bible,
这是在圣经里面记载的有一个人
，who was affected by evil people.
他是受到的恶人的影响。
We can turn to chapter 73, Psalms chapter 73.
我们可以看诗篇七十三篇。
Please turn to Psalms chapter 73.
我们看诗篇七十三篇。
We read verse 1.
我们看第一节。
Truly God is good to Israel, to such as are pure in heart.
神实在恩待以色列那些清心的人。
Verse 2.
第二节。
But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled, my step had nearly slipped.
至于我，我的脚几乎失散，我的脚险些滑跌。
You know that this person was a godly person initially.
我们知道这个人呢是一个敬畏神的人。
Because of a certain situation,
因为他
which almost caused him to stumble.
因为在这个特殊的情况之下，险些让他的脚滑跌了。
We read verse 3.
我们看第三节。
For I was envious of the boastful when I saw the prosperity of the wicked.
我见恶人和狂傲人享平安，就心怀不平了。
So we find that the peace within his heart was upset.
我们知道他的心里面的一个平静已经被搅乱了。
Even to a point that he wanted to leave God.
因为在那个时候他几乎就要离开神了。
So that is an evil when you become upset over evil things.
因为在我们心里面对邪恶产生厌恶的时候，也是一个恶事。
Or to cause by evil to stumble is an evil thing.
或是说我们因为这个邪恶来跌倒，也是一个邪恶的事情。
That's why we must not fret because of evil deeds of others.
所以呢，我们心里面千万不要因为邪恶的人来心怀不平。
Now we turn back to Psalms chapter 37.
我们看回来诗篇37篇。
How shall we depart from this kind of evil?
我们要如何远离这样的恶事呢？
We read verse 3.
我们来看第三节。
Trust in the Lord and do good.
倚靠神行善。
Give you a very simple example.
我们给大家一个很简单的例子。
If someone in the church is not treating you well,
如果在教会有某人对你并不是很友善
，sometimes it can really hurt you。
有的时候可能会不小心的伤害到你。
What must you do？
那你该怎么去做呢
？Continue to do good。
你要继续的行善。
Continue to do good on this person。
继续的对这个人友善，对他行善。
This is how we can depart from evil。
这是我们能够远离恶事的一个方式。
Now verse 5, turn back to chapter 37.
我们看37篇的第五节。
Commit your ways to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass.
当将你的事交托神并倚靠他，他就必成全。
So we find that our focus must be on God all the time.
我们知道呢，我们必须要帮我们的心里呢，放在神的身上。
Whether we are in peace or in trouble,
不管是我们是在平安或是在困难当中。
Or whether we are well treated or ill treated,
不管是我们的身体是健康或是有患难。
Whether we are well treated by others or ill treated by others,
不管是我们别人对我们好或是别人对我们坏。
We focus on God.
我们都要把我们的信仰信心就放在神的身上。
We trust in the Lord.
因为我们要相信神。
This is how we can depart from evil.
这是我们能够远离恶事的方式。
Let's sing a hymn.
我们来唱诗。